Up next, we have SLOA by Jerry Stearns and Brian Price.
What do you want?
Oh, hi, I'm Dorothy. They call me Dottie. My Aunt Florence used to call me Dottie, but she was the one who was really Dottie, if you know what I mean. I'm from the Welcome Wagon.
Is this necessary? We're kind of busy right now.
I'm Sheila from the Owners Association. We need to talk.
We don't care.
Hey,
go away.
Hey, buddy, it's association business.
It's okay, Harry. Are you the owner of this place?
No.
Well, may we speak to him or her?
Well, I'll check. Hey, boss! Somebody at the door for you.
No! Okay, just a minute.
Oh, can we get moving, please? This hot dish is getting cold.
All right, what's so bloody important? Is that a hot dish?
Hi, I'm Dottie from the Welcome Wagon. We wanted to welcome you to the neighborhood.
Ah, I am Megalo, soon to be conqueror.
Of what?
Of everything, of course.
I brought some cookies, too.
Awfully nice of you. Won't you come in?
Boss, we got work to do.
Can we tone down the noise just a bit? It's awfully loud.
Oh, yes, so sorry. Honk, ceasefire.
Sector A, Sector B, ceasefire. Repeat, ceasefire.
Okay, and honk.
Yes, boss.
Would you take these generous gifts of our guests and put them in the kitchen, please?
Sure, boss.
Oh, Mr. Megalo, I'm Dottie.
Just Megalo. No, mister.
Well, we wanted to welcome you to the neighborhood.
I'm Sheila, president of the Owners Association, and this is Harry. He's kind of an intern for the association.
Yeah, I brought some beer, just in case.
He's learning the ropes.
Well, I'm pleased to hear there are ropes involved.
I'm sorry, but we had to come by because we need to, because we've been getting some noise complaints.
From whom?
Your neighbors.
What neighbors? I can't see another rocky island from here.
You're right. There's nothing within 1.2 degrees of longitude or latitude in any direction.
Nonetheless, noise travels further and faster over water.
Well...
Megalo. Is that an Italian name?
No. It's Villainese.
No. No, it is not.
Well, it's Comics Code registered.
Google says it's a Greek name. It means large or exaggerated.
Really? I thought it was much more menacing than that.
And online Claude says there's been a Megalo family in America since the 1920s.
A drat. Well, now I'm going to have to change it again.
Is that not your real name?
Lieutenant Hunk.
You bellowed, boss?
Yes, we're going to have to do another name change. Would you find all the paperwork and place it on my desk, please?
Sure thing.
What did you call him?
Oh, he's Lieutenant Hunk.
Lieutenant?
Yeah, what makes him a lieutenant?
Well, he lives here, and he's clearly not a right tenant or a wrong tenant, and that's what's left.
Oh, of course.
Look, Megalo, about these complaints, there are community standards.
Are you from the Barren Rock Owners Association?
Well, I was sent here because of the noise, but now that I'm here, I think we have a few more issues.
Are you going to fine me for having something growing on my volcanic island besides lichen and guano?
Well, I did see a small patch of grass and a daisy on the rocks by the cove where we landed.
Take a closer look, my friend. You'll find that the flower is painted on.
Now, you look chuckalo. The association is here to maintain aesthetic standards, zoning specs, and property values.
Harry, knock it off. Megalo, we are here representing the Secret Lair Owners Association.
If you know it's a secret lair, it ain't so secret, is it?
Still, the SLOA, and there are, after all, standards.
Name three.
Ah, well, first of all, as we came up here from the cove, I heard you were firing howitzers over the water. Those are pretty loud.
Yes, they are. The 309mm stationary cannon takes a large charge. Big firepower makes a big noise.
Well, you see, the SLOA bylaws state that you need to be using the 299mm Stanley Standard Green howitzers. They have the same damage coefficient, a longer range, and you save 40 decibels of loudness.
Really? But are they affordable?
We can get them for you at a significant discount through the association.
Oh, we have Stanleys at home, and you can get them in several vibrant colors.
Yeah, these army green ones, they don't match anything.
Oh, here, have a brochure.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll have Lieutenant Hunk look into it. Anything else?
Yes, missiles. I see at least a dozen missile silos spread across your back garden. May I ask what kind they are?
Hunk!
Yeah, boss?
What kind of missiles did we finally settle on for the backyard?
I think we got the Cruzettes in the end.
Oh, God. Cruzettes. You got screwed, man.
Now, Harry, be nice.
Well, we did have a bit of trouble with the contractor. He said he'd show up one day and didn't get here until a week later. He told us he'd leave a key under a fake rock. I know he cut a lot of corners.
We had the same trouble when we put in the bunker at our place. Very unreliable. What are you going to do?
We brought a brochure for that, too. Here. We found that the Grumman Mattel Peacemaker Barbie short and medium range kits are very good backyard models for modern suburban survival. And they are reasonably priced.
And they have their own launch system you can run from your phone.
Oh, so important. Mm-hmm. The launch system our crummy contractor sent us was Pentagon and NASA standard.
My sister's boy tried to play with his radio-controlled dump truck out here, and it accidentally launched 3 Barbie Peacemakers.
Do you know how much it costs to have to clean up a town square covered in purple glitter?
Oh, I know.
Okay, you asked for 3 examples. We all know this is a volcanic island. So, where's the caldera?
Camouflage. State of the art.
Harry, throw a rock over that hill.
Yeah, sure. Here we go.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, the noise is deafening when it rains.
Oh, so now you have a bylaw for that too?
Of course. The National Secret Lair Owners Association recommends the Bond and Bond Thunderball Caldera cover. One size fits most volcanoes. It's plastic, so no reverberations, and it doubles as a laser beam targeting antenna and as a high-speed internet receiver for streaming services.
This is going to cost me a fortune.
Oh, do you need to worry? Aren't you a super rich super villain?
Well, that's what this island was supposed to do. Right now, I'm just another arrogant media mogul.
That should be worth something big.
Well, you'd think so. I sit on the board of over 200 free neighborhood newspapers. Oh. I advertise on 12 sports podcasts and 3 YouTube influencer channels. And I own 2 giant electronic billboards on a freeway in Omaha. Oh,
sounds impressive to me.
Harry, write that down for the association profile.
Yeah, right. Okay, media mogul, newspapers, podcasts, yeah. Freeway.
Okay, Miss Sheila, anything else the association says I got wrong?
Oh, I don't know. Do you have a swimming pool?
Heavens no.
So what's that big hole in the backyard?
Oh, that's going to be the laboratory array. 8 levels deep, The contractor is behind on that, too.
Ah, lab space, huh? What for?
Oh, you know, guys in white lab coats making high-tech devices for rendering my enemies inert, and you don't have to hang around to watch.
I would hang around.
Oh, I don't know. I miss the good old days when you just duct tape them and stuff them into a Volkswagen Beetle and shove it into Lake Mead where they'd be as snug as a thug in a bug.
Boss, I think I got something for you here.
Oh, I hope it's one of Dottie's cookies.
Oh, they're store-bought, I'm afraid.
No, boss. I went online to the website where you apply for a new villain name, and I found a good one.
Without consulting me?
I had to, boss. There were 4 other guys bidding on this one.
What one?
You are now Dr. Superius.
I'm a doctor?
Yeah. It's definitely an upgrade, right?
Hey, congratulations, Doc.
Very impressive.
Dr. Superius. It flows nicely.
Sounds like a great lake.
You might have to start wearing a lab coat yourself.
I hope not. I always kept tripping over them in grad school.
That was definitely the best of the names available. We were lucky to get it.
Oh, what else was there?
Well, the next best one was Captain Flight Plan, but but this was way better for a villain.
Oh, that's for sure. You don't look like a captain anything, but you could pass for a doctor.
I suppose I'll have to start working on a new speech impediment to go with the new name.
And I'll have to make a note to update the association profile.
And I had better get on to ordering some new letterhead.
So, Sheila, are we okay on the secret lair ephemera now?
I think so. We'll leave your copy of the bylaws on the dock when we leave. It's pretty big.
By the way, who made these noise complaints?
Oh, yes. The next lair over that way is owned by an Elroy Jetson of Orbit Technologies. He's getting along in years now.
Hey! I used to have a crush on his sister, Judy.
Who didn't?
Don't they run a secret lair franchise outfit?
Yeah, it's the one.
He probably just wanted to sell us the standard floor plan instead of letting us build our own.
Oh, well, then we better get going, right, Sheila?
Yes, we have to get to this week's board of directors election.
I love coups.
It was nice meeting you, Doctor, and you, Lieutenant.
Yeah, sure.
And we're so pleased to have you in the Secret Lair Owners Association. We're glad you didn't make your island into a casino or something. And just keep the noise down, okay?
We will certainly do our best to not make it necessary for you to visit us again. Harry, thanks for the beer.
See you, Doc.
Okay, boss. I think their submarine has submerged. We're clear.
That was a bit too close.
Sure was. Let's get down to the floor and see how things are going.
I'll open up the volcano cover. Everything look okay?
Yeah. We got the cover open in time. The canopy needs the sunlight.
Oh. Hello, Georgette. How's the new calf? Oh, here, have an apple. Oh, okay, Jared. Here's your banana.
Yep, looks like the preserve is all ship-shape and Bristol fashion.
Hunk, better send up another flock of mirror drones to deflect their surveillance system.
Aye, aye, Doctor. We wouldn't want the mega villain's property value to go down.
For the record, homeowners associations are the worst. But Brian Price and Jerry Stearns are the best writers of that last script.